Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Verhaeghe to Ekblad, right side, Ekblad in front. Verhaeghe cruising in, a shot, he scores! Down low, Carter Verhaeghe has tied this game for the Panthers. A great rush up the ice. Ekblad spotted Verhaeghe, and he went down low against Samsonov. And this game is tied at one with 5:52 to go here in period number one. Back go the Capitals. On a break is Kuznetsov, and he goes, a shot, he scores, top shelf. 10:29 to go in the third, and it's 2-1 Washington. Huberdeau throws it toward the net, Reinhardt, a shot, and he scores! Sam Reinhardt has tied the game from right out in front. The puck bounced to him, and he's able to beat Samsonov down low. The Panthers have tied the game at two with 2:04 to play here in the third. One they had to have, and they got it. Tap dancing through center was McMichael, but he turned it over. Ekblad back up the ice. Here go the Panthers. A shot for Hagee. Save made by Samsonov. The rebound, and they score! Carter Verhaeghe let it rip from the top of the near circle, and the Panthers have won it 3-2 in overtime. And this series is tied at two going back to Sunrise on Wednesday.
Well, we say a real good morning, actually, and a real good morning for the Panthers.
Thank goodness.
Whew, right down to the wire, man. If you didn't see it last night, it wasn't looking good late in the third period, down 2-1. You just heard the highlights. What he put together this morning for us as Sam Reinhardt ends up tying it up with just over 2 minutes left. They pulled the goalie. Big Bob was out. Caps just missed an open netter. That would have been the game, and they come back down, and Carter Verhaeghe gets the game winner in overtime, and Sam Reinhardt gets the tying 2-2 goal there late in the third. Or, listen, they're coming back, and no, they've been doing this down thing and being able to come back late. This is not new to them except in the playoffs, but, boy, you lose that one last night.
Oh, boy, curtains.
I don't need to tell you all down 3-1, and all of a sudden things change. But a good win last night. You know, it's crazy. I don't know if you looked at stat. They haven't scored a power play goal. They are now in four games 0-13.
Wow.
On the power play. It's, all those great scores and, right. You know, all the guys that have been so good, they just have not been able to score a power play. It's just very weird. 0-13 so far, but get the win last night. So back in control, got home ice back in their favor. And obviously all these games are important, just like the game here in Miami tonight, as we're trying to figure out if Kyle Lowry's going to play with the hamstring. That's number one. If he doesn't play, I'm guessing Gabe Vincent goes back into the starting lineup. But you know what? Never try to guess what Spo's doing.
You can't.
Because you can make a big mistake on that. What Spo and his guys put together and what they're thinking. Thought it was pretty interesting yesterday, everybody's take nationally on the 76ers and Heat, and of course most of them now believe 76ers now that Joel Embiid is back and didn't get the MVP is going to be the difference, all the way those guys are playing. Well, we'll see. One thing to do it at home. I'm with everybody else, man. It's one thing to do it at home. It's another to do it on the road. So we'll see how that all plays out. But last night, great example of guys stepping up in big games that you just never thought would happen. Al Horford ends up having, at age 35, his best playoff game ever.
How about that?
Goes for 30 points. Tatum had 30. But Al Horford says he got real motivated after he got dunked on, and Giannis said something to him, which I guess that's the new thing. You dunk on somebody, you stare at him.
Yeah, he got teed up for that.
And you D's him, or you go D's nuts, or you do something like that. And it just, what? You said what? Whatever. He said he was super Look, he was more than that because he's pretty damn good. So he goes for 30. He just seems to always be better in that uniform than any other uniform when he plays with Boston. And so, yeah, he stepped it up. They're now tied at 2-2 as now they're back in, and they've got advantage their way as they go back to Boston for game five as well. So a lot of crazy stuff going on here. And tonight will be an interesting game and see what Spo does. I'm dying to see not only who starts, but what this rotation, because the national guys, Stephen A., just happened to be watching when Stephen A. Why I do that to myself, I can't explain. So Stephen A., and they were asked, and, you know, their problem shooting the three the last couple of games on the road. They've been awful, as bad as they've been forever. And he said, Pat Riley didn't give Duncan Robinson $90 million to sit at the end of the bench. I know that, when you can't make threes. And so I always wonder that. We've done this before. That if Pat and you know, again, I'm talking about one Hall of Fame coach to another, Pat Riley say something to Spo, or to Spo already thinking about doing something. I don't know. Does Duncan Robinson play tonight? Or if he doesn't play tonight after the way they've shot, and maybe he waits to see how the game goes and how the other guys are shooting threes. But if he doesn't play tonight.
Oh, that's the answer to your question right
then
there.
You're going, he tonight. Must just right. be such a liability.
They can't
defensively
play him. Yeah.
That
can I ask you a stupid question?
Nothing stupid. We got to do like we do the kids.
It's coming from me.
Well, actually, with me, they used to go, all right, Joe. Well, no, nothing's a stupid question, even out of your mouth, Joe.
I know it's win right now. I completely get that. But do you have to think about the future of this guy at all?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Doesn't matter. No. You gave him a long-term offensive contract.
I know. No, you're right. All that
because
stuff's right.
God forbid they lose this series, you know, this is going to become a major, major problem
yep.
for them.
You're right. But you can't. It's
2-2.
If
they win the series, he doesn't play the rest of the way, it's still going to be a problem for them.
Spo's got one job right now.
You don't throw the guy 10 minutes and just say, just go out there. You're not worthless. Like, go out there.
We can second-guess Spo, and that's what we do, and we should, because this is legit. This one's legit, what's going on with Duncan Robinson. But Spo's number one job, Woody, is to win.
That's right.
Right now, and win championships. Pat's not getting any younger. Spo's not getting any younger. They make it real clear. They're about winning. He's going to play the best. Now, by the way, now, and that's the good news for a lot of fans. A lot of our fans are going, good for that. Good for them. Whether you think you made a mistake or not, we don't care. If you're playing, you've developed. You play the best guy. You don't play him by salary. And whoever plays best in your starting rotation as well as coming off the bench, you play those guys. UD wasn't making $100 million in a first-round pick. You play your best guys to give you the best chance to win, and I know these playoffs obviously are a little different. We just saw that the way we shot the basketball, the last two games in Philadelphia. So
it's 2-2. You're on the East semis. You just got to win. Don't worry about what happens after.
Should just
season.
Deal with it at the exit interviews.
You can't worry about it right now.
Okay.
You got to worry about what's going to win this game tonight.
You're saying that exit might be coming up here in the next few
days.
No,
I don't.
I don't
think they're going to lose
right.
the series. I really don't. But that'll obviously be a huge topic of conversation.
It will be. Woody's right.
I mean, what you think he's going to play in the next round if
no.
they get there?
No, because the defense gets better in the next round.
Right, Boston or Milwaukee in the next round if you do make it there. Right. So yeah, you don't worry about that right now. What can win the game tonight?
All right.
Well, can Duncan help?
I think we agree
right.
on that. We're on the same page.
I don't think you have to worry about the future of the $90 million three-point shooter that's at the end of the bench, that Stephen A. Smith or the national media is going, oh, well, you got to play that guy. No. Spo, who's going to win? Who's going to win this game for you? Who's the best player to put in tonight?
Well,
that's what you worry about.
You got to get – I know it starts with defense. I get it. I've been down
always
here
Always does,
now.
Right.
But you got to be able to knock down threes. Problem is, if you give him a few minutes, I don't think that's going to do anything for Duncan. I don't know where his confidence is right now. I don't know how sharp his game is right now. I mean, you've been sitting on the bench now. One minute, no shots in four games. So I'm just not going to count on that here early in the morning in the 6 o'clock
hour. What happens to his confidence if you put him in for, like Woody said, like 10 or 12 minutes and he goes 0 for 4 shooting, you take him right out and you put him on the bench?
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
If he's not shooting
right.
well, you know
right.
he's not in there defending. No, stay in there, Duncan.
Right.
Keep covering Maxey. You're doing great.
That's the problem you have with Duncan Robinson.
So, yeah, that's – it'll be interesting tonight. And then the other one that we talked about just as we were leaving yesterday is Kyle Lowry. And he's a tough son of a gun. He's old school tough. There's no question. But he's now in his mid-30s. And unlike your early 20s, the body does – wait till you get to the 60s. Your body doesn't heal as quickly. And I know he could play. And there's no question if this was the last couple of games of the finals – I just can't imagine, unless he's got a super hamstring or they got some new machine that, like, gets rid of a pulled hamstring in 2 days if it's new. By the way, there's a lot of people. You could be a billionaire if you find that machine. But I just can't see Kyle Lowry playing tonight. I can't, as good as he is. But, listen, he's struggling. And I've seen my teammates do this, and I've done it, where you play hurt. And back then we took the shot. And then you play badly, and everybody rips you. Everybody goes, man, Kyle Lowry, 0 for 7. He goes, hey, I'm trying to play, okay? I'm trying, but you're not very good. So they got to weigh all that stuff. They got to weigh all that stuff out. And so it's that's a tough one. And so I think he sits. And yeah, this game is big. You need everybody. All of a sudden, my God, Joel Embiid's got everybody playing better. Big Brother's taking care of all the bullies now for the rest of the guys to run around and have fun. They don't have to worry because your 270-pound, very talented center is back. So tonight, man, it's going to be fun. And who's going to join Jimmy in the party tonight? Who's going to step up with Jimmy Butler? I'm just guessing Jimmy Butler is going to play real
super
well tonight.
Jimmy tonight, yeah.
I don't know. He's still got to get other guys. You can't win it by yourself. But yeah, but who's going to be second person? Tyler Hero's been up and down. Bam's been up and down with foul trouble, but still up and down with his numbers. You would think it would be one of those two guys that could. When we kind of talked about when this thing started, you remember we kind of talked about our new big four, and right now, it's just a big one, and the other guys have been real inconsistent. One guy's been injured. So, yeah, this will be fun to watch tonight and see what happens. This can be a must-watch from adjustments from Spo to who's going to step up and get a chance. One of those development guys, we got to get past that, but we'll do that next year. One of these guys that they've developed on their own, do one of them go off for 20, 25 points tonight? And you go, wow, that didn't see that was coming, but that's a difference in the game. So, yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
You think we finally got a close game tonight?
Yeah.
3.5 is the number.
You know what? I do think
number.
Tonight's a close game. Okay. Do you guys agree? Tonight's got
– Yeah, it's got
– Now the Embiid's back.
Right. It's got physical. It's got everything written all over it.
Well,
tonight.
They all have, man, if you've been watching these games.
I think tonight's going to be a little worse.
I meant in general in the,
yeah,
NBA,
in the NBA.
The games have gotten bad. So let me ask you guys this question. I'm not trying to go old school, new school. I'm over that. I'm a little burned out on old school stuff, even talking about when I saw it, because I used to – get tired of hearing my dad talk about all the old guys and stuff. So the NBA officiating and the complaining that's going on right now, what are your thoughts? Is the officiating that bad? I'm just curious.
The officiating's not great, but I do think these guys complain a lot over everything.
What do you think, Woody?
Well, I mean, if you talk about James Harden, it's brutal to
watch.
I'm
just talking in general, not just this.
I think the NBA officials are fine. Again, like I think we said this a few weeks ago, if you get up to one of those games, you sit close enough, like you'll see that there's enough contact on every single play to call foul. These games are very tough to officiate when you got 7-foot guys banging into each other on every single play. So
I totally agree, by the way. So you got, and by the way, football's going through this too. You got big athlete, big athletic, physical guys running around. And then on top of, I want to throw something you guys didn't mention. The floppers. The great actors are out there. I like Doncic, and I can tell there's a love affair for him,
but he's,
for a big guy.
He should get an Academy Award.
He dipped. Somebody will dip on him, and you thought he got hit by a car the way he flies backwards.
Well, we got one of those guys, too. He might not play tonight, but we got one of those guys, too.
No. Everybody's
Kyle's
got
right
one.
There.
Let me tell you, Smart's
right.
one, and Smart's good,
yeah,
too,
oh,
for
Smart is right
good at
there.
Defense,
right.
And he falls down, and he and then you go back, and you see him grab a guy going down, and so the Luke. It's a hard job. I do agree, and I wasn't so sure because I know the NFL officials get blasted all the time too. This NBA thing, though, they're still crazy about what happened. It was a terrible call. Marcus Smart, we didn't talk about it yesterday. Should have got three.
Yes.
Three should on the three should have been. He got fouled and it should have been three shots. Why the hell do they think he would shoot with just a couple of seconds? Wouldn't shoot with just a couple of seconds. He was going up. Everybody admit it, and then the league comes out and says, no, it was the right call.
Yeah, come on.
You know, they do that last 2 minutes. Right. They said we missed five, but that wasn't one of the calls we missed.
That whole rule, though, is a problem. That whole deal there where the guy's trying, you know, either coming off a screen and they try to lean in and,
it's a tough
and
call.
Draw those
Agreed.
Three-point fouls. There's a little bit too much of that.
That foul wasn't on the ground, though. Like, I mean, come on.
I know.
Kind of started on the ground and then went up.
Because those calls are so bogus anyway to begin with.
Well.
They really are.
There's a lot of different parts to this thing. It's just.
It's not the officials of that. That's like the rule, though. I mean, it's.
It just seems like
call.
There's a high. We're all time complaining. Maybe not. Maybe I need to
well,
go back.
Well, they should get rid of the challenge thing. The challenge thing sucks.
I thought it's you're just, the one who wants to get the calls back when they go back and challenge and they
I
look
like
or
that,
guys
like,
go and look at it.
You need to stop the game to see if it's a charge or a block. Like, you really need to stop the game for that.
Oh,
that's a tough call,
game,
man.
Right.
By the way, that's
a tough
call.
When are they ever going to overturn? Like, I just don't – I don't like stopping the game for a challenge, and I think it gives the coaches and the players more – you know, they get up and they start doing the little thing with the finger, the circle thing, like, let's look at it.
Right,
yeah,
right.
I mean, it's just Zach did it. It's just stupid, man. Like let's play. There's just too many – in college basketball, too, there's too many stoppages.
Well, flagrant one, flagrant two.
Well, that you have to check.
Flopping, right. Just the whole
That's
thing.
That's another thing they don't need to keep checking is these damn flagrant fouls, man.
We got to get to a break here. And
you want a replay or are you trying to get
no,
a
replay?
Is that a wrap up or a replay?
Yeah, I was trying to wrap it. I don't want to get like 20 minutes over here and
Your
then have a 2 minute
right
break.
Now.
No, I'm not. Haven't. No.
Not really worried about that. He's too early.
Listen, he doesn't have a TV to start with.
Right.
He's got that radio, and I can guarantee you one thing, that radio is not on.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:19 in the morning. We'll be right back.
As Joe Rose makes his rounds around the building, talking to all the other radio stations, we will fill in for him to come back. I like his conversations he has when I walk in the middle of them. I don't know what's going on, but normally he's screaming at somebody or talking about something.
We were talking.
What was happening in the power studios?
We were talking. Everybody's still talking about the guy that did all the interviews down on pit row before the race, the F1 race.
Martin Brundle.
Is that his name?
Yeah. Martin
Well, he's Brundle. Famous now. Yeah. I don't know if people knew who he was, but they put a guy down there, an older guy, who I would have been in the same boat. Like, I would have known Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle and Serena and Venus and got their names right. But he was, you know, he's a guy, he's over, this F1 is not here most of the time, right. So he doesn't know. And then he got on the Mahomes thing. He knew Pat Mahomes. Like, you know, it's always funny when a guy overseas, so I know funny. Pat Mahomes is right over there.
Right.
We're going to talk to Pat. And you're going,
Patrick.
And I'm watching, I'm going, oh, please. Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I hope somebody in his ear doesn't catch it. So he goes, you know, starts talking about football with a basketball player. And so we're just having a laugh about all the people that walked by him that other people noticed, younger people. Like, he let a lot of famous people walk by him. He didn't even know who they were. And I was like, well, I didn't either.
Right, an older guy out there.
But you should have somebody with you. Because, first of all, not only is he an older guy, and there's no way he's going to know all the younger guys. Apparently, every famous DJ in the world was here and making a lot of money, which I didn't know that. And I wouldn't know who the top DJs in the world, these guys making $200,000 to $300,000 to show up.
Right.
I don't know who they are. But they were all there, so they're walking around because, you know, that's kind of be seen as the business. But you can't have an old guy or not have help with you with somebody
to
go, hey, this is a famous DJ, and you can talk to him.
Two of those guys are like your age, by the way.
Yeah,
they're older. Tiesto and David Guetta are both. They're older. I mean, I don't know if they're like, what are you, like early 70s?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think they're like maybe 50s or so.
Well, you put whatever age you feel like doing here at 6:26 in the morning. It doesn't.
But they're older. They're like,
I might as well have been 70 because I wouldn't have known any of those people either.
Right. Yeah, but you would have known, obviously it's not Pat Mahomes, but I wonder how you would do in that setting at Monaco.
I'd be dead.
Like if we put you in that setting.
I don't know.
Right.
And they do mostly the sport over there just because I watch the shows a little bit when I'm flipping through the TV in the morning. But yeah, it was so anyway, everybody's been having
David
fun.
David Guetta's 54.
All right.
And you know him, by the way.
I don't
you
even know who he is.
Music. Yes, you do. You know his music.
Yeah, but if David Guetta walked by us right now, there's no way I would know it was David Guetta. I don't think Joe would either.
No, you probably wouldn't.
Would you?
Yeah, I would recognize him.
I just thought it was funny that they put this guy down here, and that's what he does at all these races, and it kills some time after all the commentators break down the race and the track and all the technical stuff and how great it is that we're having the race. Now let's go down and give you the flavor of who's here today. Oh, thank you, mate. And he went through the whole thing, and we're all sitting there going, Dwayne Wade walked by you twice with his wife, Gabrielle Union. It's okay. And then he didn't know because, you know, you don't know. And he had football on the brain apparently. But, yeah, and then to find out all the people that were there. I talked to some guys last night. I go, they were there too? Yeah, they just didn't come down to be seen, but they were at the race. So,
how many people didn't have the grand entrance like these other guys did that were just there, though?
I think a lot.
A lot.
I think there were a lot of those people.
For future planning, do you happen to know, like, where these guys were?
No.
Like, where they were sitting?
I have no idea.
Because I know, like, they said, like, a Paddock Club seat was $13,000. So, like, I asked Zach this the other day. I said, would you spend $13,000 if you knew you were going to get a chance to meet all those people?
No. but somebody probably would.
Yeah, I think people would.
I'm talking for myself. Right. No,
if I was allowed to take the money, I would do it.
So I did hear yesterday they actually had a celebrity area for whatever is considered a celebrity.
Right.
Which there's, you know, a different definition on what a celebrity is.
Right.
But they're all there because 13
that
told me.
That sounds like an awesome job, man.
Yeah.
To be like the person who chooses who's a celebrity.
Well, that's the ultimate bouncer job, right?
Yeah, that sounds cool.
Celebrity and girlfriend, come on in.
You're not good. You're
celebrity and your wife, celebrity, come in.
Right.
You?
Nah.
Yeah.
Just wait there.
No, I think they put him on a list. I don't think it was like, you're trying to be a celebrity, bro. You're not there yet.
I can imagine Mike and guys like that aren't waiting in line to get in there. They're just walking right
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
What about the guy who's a social
media MJ could buy the whole race if he wanted. MJ, he had his wife with him. He just buy the whole. Here, I want the whole, all of them here for my own privacy here. That's fine.
We have a late breaking news. It's called the Jordan Grand Prix now, not the Miami Grand Prix.
Yeah, here. And,
Brady was in the damn pit. He just goes wherever he wants.
Tom Brady's at a point in his life, and now a new member of the 305 down here. He can, he can go and do whatever he wants. Seven championships, you're in. You can do whatever you want. Anyway, we've got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning that we wanted to make sure we get to. Obviously, we're going to have big nights coming up. Panthers maybe saved the season last night. Maybe. We'll never know. But, hey, more importantly, they got the win. They tied it in the last couple of minutes and win it in overtime and now come back home with that series tied at 2-2. And now it turns right back to the Heat, who I'm sure didn't expect to come back home with a 2-2 series themselves and bringing a big fella back with him, the Philadelphia 76ers in Joel Embiid.
Might be a little extra motivated.
I don't know. That's a great question. I
kind of
threw
that
out there.
He's that kind of a guy, though, isn't it? Doesn't it seem like he's that kind of a guy who will come out just a little bit more pissed off tonight, because especially if they make the announcement?
Well, I was surprised he didn't say something yesterday, to be honest. But look it. That MVP thing got beat up yesterday. The Jokic, the Giannis, and Joel. Three bigs, three foreign players. Never thought we'd say that.
Right.
For the three guys that all had great seasons. None of us would disagree they all had great seasons. The first thing you got to throw out, because everybody's going, until they change the rules, it doesn't matter what you do in the playoffs. It's a regular season award. It just is. Now, we get into that, who's most valuable to their team. All right, so who's got the best supporting cast? Who, you know, so do you get hurt if your supporting cast is too good? Then you can't win it because your numbers aren't quite as good every night as other guys. Look at, they all three are really good. I didn't have a problem with any of them winning it. I can't wait to see what the final numbers look like on the first place votes. I'm really curious. I heard somebody – everything's leaking out. Apparently, it was really close between one and two. What they were saying yesterday on ESPN is some of this stuff's already leaked out, and they haven't made it official yet.
Well, I heard someone yesterday on national radio say that they didn't vote for Embiid because of the Harden trade. That once Harden got traded to that team, they went in a different direction. And I thought that was a really weird statement to make. Like, just because the team makes a trade or gets rid of a guy, like, at that point, you're not going to give the benefit of the doubt to a guy that's maybe the best player in the league because they traded for another good player?
I will say this. I think Joel Embiid is the most disliked of the three players.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And I think writers hate this, I'm going to say. I think they are affected by the way they vote, by whether they like somebody or they don't like somebody.
Of course they are.
Huh?
Of course they are.
Yeah, I just think human nature.
How could you not be, though? That's the thing. Like, I don't even fault them for that.
How
could
you
fault them, Joe? What are you talking about?
Everyone has it. Everyone has a bias. And
I have guys I don't like, but I can tell you they're damn good players, and I want them on my team.
I
completely get that, but you know that it just happens. Everyone has a natural bias. It's kind of how it is.
We see it in the voting for the Hall of Fame all the time. The guy that pops to my mind very first is T.O. Turns people off.
Right.
T.O. is, I mean, talent-wise.
Top three wide receiver.
Talent-wise,
time,
besides the bitching and the complaining and all the stuff that he did, just physically and the numbers, freakish. freakish to be that big, that fast, and maybe his greatest moment is playing in the friggin' Super Bowl when he had a broken leg or whatever he
Jerry
was.
Jerry, Randy, T.O., would you argue with that order? Best three wide receivers of all time?
No.
Yet they didn't treat him like that.
No. No, no. Jerry Rice gets treated like he's...
Yeah, Jerry, Randy, and T.O. in that
Randy,
order.
Randy's done a good job of kind of getting his image fixed up a little bit to now he's got a national job.
But T.O. definitely didn't.
T.O. never caught on, man. Caught on to the, there. Now, there's been a few guys that just kind of been lost souls out there. T.O.'s out playing like Randy Moss's.
In that league?
Yes. Randy Moss's is on TV. And now, and by the way, the more you're on TV, the more likable you become. And T.O. still trying to play in these football games, jumping over
where
guys.
Hollywood's calling the plays.
Yeah.
The fan-controlled league. Hollywood calls the plays for T.O.
It is really weird to see a Hall of Famer jumping over some guy in the end zone.
Right.
Catching a Johnny Manziel pass was very strange to see. Very, very strange to see. We
got to keep the dream alive.
Got to keep it alive, but hey, man.
A lot of spring football going on right now. Is that what it's called, spring football?
Well, yeah.
You still watching the other one?
Woody, I've told you every time you try to bait me, I have not watched 5 seconds. I click that way looking for something. I go, oh, click, done. Because there's something, and I wasn't sure sometimes what station these are, some of these sporting events. But that's on. I don't know how it's doing. I don't know how it's going to survive, but I see him going, how's your appetite? We know you have a big appetite for football. Not that big. Not that big. When the NFL's taking 90 guys and has them in camps right now, so you're getting past that top 90 guys that want to get in the big league where the practice squad pays 2-3 times more than you do for a game.
I mean, I'm guessing The Rock is, like, hell-bent on doing this, but you don't think, like, I'm guessing
another
league. What
else can he do? I like Rock.
I don't know.
I like Danny. I've heard great things about his ex-wife who lives down here. But, like, I would love to ask him, what are you guys going to do different that's going to allow this thing to be successful? What can you do?
No fair catches.
That's not
– Let's put the ball in the middle and have him run after it, like the old XFL. Okay.
These leagues don't survive without star power. If you don't have star power, they can't survive.
Well, who's there? Are there?
That's why they don't survive. There's no star power.
I hate to tell you guys this, and I know you think it's a joke, but Johnny Manziel is probably the most recognizable player you could get in any of these leagues. I just shake your head as much as you want.
He's right, though.
You know it's true, though.
Right. You're right. He's the biggest name in any of these leagues that have ever happened in any of these leagues.
Name one active USFL player, Joe.
Woody, it doesn't matter if Manziel's in it.
That's probably the biggest
name. I mean,
your
go-to line is always Johnny Manziel. Why don't you call Johnny Manziel and see if he'll spend a day with you? You love Johnny Manziel.
Okay, but name one active USFL
player. Do you think Johnny Manziel is going to change how people look? Like, oh, Johnny Manziel's playing. Another 2 million people going to watch Johnny Manziel. See if there's another train wreck coming. He may not show up to the game. He'll be hungover. Maybe a few drugs.
That case,
he's kicked it, bro.
Watch a little bit.
I don't know, but that coffee kicked in. I just realized that.
Is that a house coffee?
Yeah, speaking of drugs.
Legal.
Right.
This time it's legal. Hi, I'm Joe Rose. This time it's legal. We're good to go. All right. What an idiot. People go, what's wrong, man? What's wrong? What are you going through? Mm. All right. Well, we got to go to break here.
40 ounces.
We do have a lot of stuff to get to here this morning. Yeah, the officiating and complaining about it is getting kind of old and about who tried to hurt. And well, that one looked like was more flagrant than my flagrant, and I lost my player, and we'll see how the league treats it. Like, oh, my God. But I guess – a lot of people say just it goes on all the time. We'll come back, talk more about that. A lot of stuff going on here. Panthers, woo, saved it late last night, man. Saved it late on their way home, feeling pretty good on that airplane. Hell, they might just be getting in right about now anyway. Right now, though, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers this morning. Hey, man, I love talking about all the great products that we have at South Florida Chevy dealers and why they're calling this the best overall products they've ever had. And we've got South Florida Chevy dealers all over South Florida to make it very convenient for you to look at our SUV family, from our small SUVs like the Trailblazer, the Blazer, and Equinox. God, I love my Trailblazer. The Traverse, the midsize SUV, but it doesn't feel midsize. Not with that much space. It's got more space than some of the big boys than some of the other competition out there. And then the Tahoes and Suburbans just decided we're going new look and more space to make it even more comfortable for you and your family to enjoy a little vacation when you're staying away from that airplane right now. And then on top of that, how about Silverado trucks, man? Strong, durable Silverado trucks, perfect for your lifestyle, from family to working trucks. We got them. Hey, listen, you got to go see it for yourself, man. Chevy's really got this thing figured out. We know you're going to love it. We want you to stop by. Whether it's new or used, we have plenty to choose from. So stop by and fall in love at your South Florida Chevy dealers.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, back here on the Joe Rose Show. I don't know if Joe's looking for more coffee or not. I don't think he needs it. Not after the last segment.
Yeah, he got a refill.
Is that what he's doing?
Yeah, he got another one.
I mean,
yeah.
Did he fill up
like
the big boy?
Need an intervention here or something.
He got a house coffee.
Not timing it up real well today.
No,
timing's not great.
Do we need like an intervention, man? This is a lot of coffee.
I drink a lot of coffee, man.
I know, but you're already bouncing off the walls.
Woody, it used to be two extra larges before,
you know what?
Like 6:30.
Nobody cares, guys. Right. Just drink coffee. You guys drink Cokes and Diet Cokes, and I drink coffee. Too much.
I like it. I like the fact that
Man. Hey, listen. More importantly.
Anything else, Badger?
That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Much better.
Right.
Much better than the stuff that I was doing before. Right. Yes. A long, long time ago, by the way.
Yes.
Long time ago. Long, long time ago. Nothing worse than your kids going, Mom told.
Yeah. Have you had one of those conversations yet?
Oh, I've
had those.
Your
kids are all grown. You know, you don't have any.
Yeah, but I mean, we're way past it now. Yeah. But yeah, like, you know, sometimes we don't fight fairly. And yeah, I'm guessing I'm not the only one out there that's had, Dad, Mom said you.
Right.
Yeah. Then you have that brain and that shoulder. You have the good side and the bad side. And says, well, how are you going to handle this one with your kid?
Is that tough the first time that happened? I mean, I don't know when it did. Years ago.
Listen, Zach, unlike you and Woody, I have been through
a lot.
I've been through war.
Yeah.
So
we know.
It's never
easy. We're living through you.
Listen, that's not an easy thing to go through when people are hurt and times are tough, and your kids now all of a sudden are coming up and asking you questions that you're not real comfortable answering. It's never easy. You can even tell by the pauses now that the kids
are
grown up. And
well, that's why I asked.
Some of them are still here.
Your kids are older.
Sometimes they either listen or the in-laws listen, and then they go, yo, you're right. You used to say your dad was a real idiot. I hear him on the radio. He really is. He did all that stuff. I can tell. So,
Of your kids have kids.
Listen, we're getting deep into this thing now. Well, listen, we got a lot of different stuff. It's always nice to start when your team wins and comes back. It would be brutal for the Panthers to come home today down 3-1. It would be. I'm not saying it'd be over.
It
would be, they still got some things to work on. You know, still haven't scored on a power play, which somebody would have told me the Panthers would not have a power play goal in 4 games. It'd be kind of hard to believe with the guys that they have that can score. But, just a couple of minutes left, and Reinhart saves maybe the season from coming to an end with that goal in the last couple of minutes of the third period. And then Carter Verhaeghe, of course, took care of that. We'll have that coming, more of that in the sports update if you missed it last night. So they were down 2-1 down 2-1 with 2 minutes left, and had pulled the goalie. Empty net shot just missed.
Just missed. You're right.
And they're able to come back down and score that goal and get this thing into overtime where Carter Verhaeghe, who can absolutely fly on skates, has the big one to put him on that airplane. It had to be a happy plane to get this thing back to 2-2. Capitals have played. It doesn't look like a 1-8 seed. I'm with the. You said that to me before.
Well, I just said it almost looks like, you know, obviously we follow the Panthers. We follow them all season. But if you're an outsider looking in, you'd almost think this was a 1-8 matchup, but the Panthers were the 8 seed.
This has not been an easy one yet. And by the way, if you look in the NBA too, a lot of these series have not been easy. Last night, Milwaukee had a chance. And Boston goes in there and says, we're going to pull it right back. Oh, by the way, identical records in the regular season. And they said, no. This thing's going 7. This thing is going 7. Look at Phoenix right now. Phoenix and Dallas tonight, game 5. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine the Suns would lose this series. Dallas
really would shock you at this point?
Yes. I get it, and we got this Luka Doncic thing going on right now, and he's really good, don't get me wrong.
It's hot, right?
And, you know, the supporting cast sometimes is – well, there for a couple of games, Jason Kidd was saying, he needs some help from somebody, can't do it by himself. And so they have been getting some support, and they play hard and everything else, but it's just really hard to imagine. I don't know, maybe you just read into the regular season too much and we get into this this time of the year and Chris Paul is struggling and frustrated with what happened. Apparently his mom and
his wife
tried to enjoy a little Mother's Day with their son.
Someone got a little physical.
And somebody grabbed mom or something and he had a crappy game on top of it, and
he
was
screaming at the guy afterwards. Right?
Not real good there. So
think about your boys from the Bay Area. If they didn't score almost 40 in the fourth last night, they would have lost to a Ja Morant-less Memphis Grizzlies.
But by the way, that team was pretty good without Ja Morant
during the regular season. Right.
They're pretty damn good. But yeah, they're able to pull that one out last night. A lot of good free throw shooting late in that game. But we have that, and then tonight, man, tonight is a huge game. And I know it's the first one to win 4 games. It's in the best of 7. But does Kyle Lowry play? Questionable right now. By the way, you know, the last week we were talking about Joel Embiid and like how can they do this? Like out, doubtful, and then he shows up and plays. Well, apparently the league didn't like the way it was handled either. It was a big fat fine for the way they handled that.
And it should have been. That was weird.
In that whole thing, as you were trying to explain the rule and regular. Apparently, right. They didn't follow it.
No, I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway, so that was going on. But tonight, for everybody that says, all right, Joel Embiid's back and they're so much better, we're going to find out tonight, man. All the 76ers and their fans, well, we're coming down there, but this time we got our big guy and he's the MVP. We'll see. We'll see how you play on the road, because you guys did what you were supposed to. Everybody's done what they're supposed to.
Right.
They've won their home game so far. And then the other one, and maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. But if the shooting's not going well tonight, do you put Duncan Robinson back in the game? Does he play? He's played 1 minute in 4 games so far. He's not taken a shot.
When do you pull the trigger to put him in, though? Like, when would you do it tonight? Let's say they start off shooting not great first quarter. Midway through the first, do you take him off the bench first or second?
I try to get him in early. But,
yeah.
But this thing, you know, and then, I mean, I know he's probably a strong guy mentally. We've never had a Heat player. And now we've seen Spo pull some different moves that – and they usually work, and, you know, and look, I ain't taking anything away from Spo. Like everybody tells me, Spo knows a lot more about the team than you do, former old guy. You're sitting in the radio. You're doing a great second guess, and we've already heard that a little bit, and that's fine, and that's everybody's opinion and stuff. But we've never had a guy just go through this stage. We paid him $90 million in the offseason, making him one of the highest-paid three-point shooters in the league right now, right there at the top.
Mm-hmm.
He starts most of the games. They decide to go a different direction, I'm guessing, to get better defense. And Strus is now playing, which, by the way, he's been for the most part. Now, he's not shooting well right now. But that that didn't hurt him. I mean, you know, in fairness to Spo, that move, hell, there for a while, he had like two losses and a zillion wins. It was unbelievable. So then they go, hey, you're going to come off the bench, but you're going to get your minutes. Don't worry. So that happened for a while. And then you have a great game to start the playoffs. A great game, go for 24 minutes, 27 points. You play unbelievable. One of the greatest three-point shooting night in the history of the Heat organization for playoffs. Fantastic. Did you ever think that was basically going to be it?
No.
And he was going to start losing minutes in that series, although in the Atlanta series, right into where it is right now against the 76er thing. Whether it's right or wrong, nobody can disagree with me on this one thing. We have never seen a guy, and I can go through, if you want me to do it again, guy got paid to top three-point shooter. If we didn't pay him, somebody else is going to pay him because he's been really good the last 2 years. And everybody's looking for three-point shooters. They're getting expensive, and we talked about that. So he starts. Obviously, they weren't happy, and he didn't have the kind of year this year. I should start with that. His three-point shooting dropped off. Never did get it going where he was as consistent as he was in the other 2 years. Then he comes off the bench. He had his good games, bad games, you know, all that. To now we get in the playoffs, and they have basically said the other guys are better defenders, and we're going to go, and they're good enough players all around. And we're going to play them, and your most games aren't going to play. Pretty amazing to go from where this thing started. I mean, you get that money, you're going,
right?
Okay, now I'm getting paid.
He's good to go.
Getting paid like a big-time three-point shooter, which is what this league's about now. And
started 68 games in the regular season.
And not an injury.
Right.
Unless somebody hasn't said it, but it never says that, to where he is. Pretty amazing. And I know why. I get it. Well, he doesn't defend. Hasn't been the same shooter, but Spo doesn't want to. Somebody told me privately. Oh, I know that. I mean, we can figure that out. You can watch the games and figure that out. Why? Doesn't defend as well. He's not as athletic as those other guys that defend and have played well and helped them win games. And Spo gets a comfort zone with some guys and what they can do. But I'm just wondering now, after a couple of the D wasn't great and you're not shooting well, if Duncan gets some playing time. That's all I'm saying today. Not trying to stir it up, not trying to get everybody fired up. I'm just wondering if anybody else thinking the same thing. And then the other part, we'll come back and talk about where is Duncan Robinson's confidence after what he's been through. All right, we got to go to break here. We got 7 o'clock hour coming up. I'm going to talk to you about Baptist Health South Florida and Miami Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Institute, one of the top sports medicine programs in the country. All right, so I want to start with this. I'm not looking for sympathy. I think I tore my Achilles. Stupid, but yes, it another injury for an old guy. But you know what? It sure is nice to be able to go today and see those great doctors. I was hoping just to go visit and have lunch with them or something. But instead, to look at another injury. And yes, I'm going up to the new facility on 595 in Pine Island and Plantation because I live up by there. Listen, people ask me all the time, where do the pros go when they get injured? And I go, enter Miami, the Miami Heat, the Florida Panthers, and the Miami Dolphins. All trust those great doctors. A big part of Baptist Health South Florida with that new facility up in Broward. Some of the top specialists in the business, they put together knee, shoulder, foot, and ankle, hand, back, hip and knee replacement. I can go on and on with the great doctors that they've recruited to come down here to make it one of the top lineups of doctors you're going to get anywhere. Dr. Swartzen's up there. He's got to see. He must think something's wrong with me, man. As many times I've gone up there for injuries. I know he must. They might be getting me a shrink to go see it, some of the stuff. Visit BaptistHealth.net/ortho. One go every day, no matter who you are, no matter what age you are. Get you back out playing the sports you love the most.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.